Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
10 days ago, I felt a slight tingle in my sinuses. It's a common sensation we've all felt, often an early indicator of a cold. I drank some water and figured it would pass. The next morning, I tested positive for COVID-19. I was told to quarantine for 10 days and that one of my symptoms could be the loss of smell and taste. I woke up the next morning to my routine coffee. Something wasn't right. I plucked a sprig of basil and held it to my nose. Nothing. I smashed the basil leaf, hoping to release its odors. Still nothing. That night, my wife and I had dinner, outdoors, about 15 feet apart. The meal was black lentils with Italian sausage and asparagus, topped with Parmesan cheese. Typically a mouth-watering meal. Nothing. And so it continued. A fully loaded sandwich? Nothing. Green curry? Nothing. When I was told about this being one of the primary symptoms of COVID, it never really registered with me what it must be like. Until now. It set in for me that our sense of smell and taste are likely two of the things that we take most for granted in our lives. They are ingrained in us. They help orient us to our surroundings. They tap into our primal fight or flight instincts. They are fundamental to our survival. And just like that, gone. My hunger waned, but I continued to shove tasteless food scraps into my mouth. I only ate because I knew I had to. I craved flavor. I considered eating an entire clove of garlic just to see what would happen. I crushed up dill seeds and held them to my nose, huffing away, hoping that a scent would break through. A few mornings later, I was sautéing onions, and there was a subtle flash of something. Eager with anticipation, I sat down to eat the huevos rancheros I had prepared. As I bit down into the corn tortilla coated in salty egg, cheese, and lightly charred onion, it was euphoric. I never knew food could taste so good. I tried to eat slowly, savoring each bite, but it was no use. It tasted so good. I sat with lingering flavors tickling my throat in appreciation for what I had just eaten. I hoped that I would never again take for granted the privilege of tasting good food. With a Perspective, this is Connor Hagen.
Support for Perspectives comes from Liefke Bracer, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. With special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.